Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lab Cabin. I'm Ray Belcher. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Cordell McCarthy. We're going to give it to you the best way we can, the best way we know how. How you doing? What's going on? And you sound like you're banging pots and pans back there.
I am cooking.
Oh, shit. You got a man that can cook. Ladies, you better watch out.
Yeah, we started a little bit later, so I'm like, I need to eat. So.
Yeah,
that's
good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Taking it one day at a time. Every day is great. Every day is wonderful. I wasted a little bit of time on Netflix watching the Utopia, or not Utopia, whatever the movie's called. Chief? Yeah, it was.
Is it as bad as everybody? Like, people who normally like everything said.
It's a bit of a drag. It's like, you know how you watch somebody do something, you're like, God, that's taking forever, like watching somebody draw on a wall or something.
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to be cool. I'm like, oh, this is going to turn into a really cool thing really quick. And you're like, God, this is taking a long time.
Yeah.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Now, did you finish, because how many episodes is it?
I didn't finish it. I got into it yesterday evening, and about the episode and a half, I was like, I got to stop.
This is cruel.
Yeah, this is kind of rough. It wants to be brooding and interesting, but it turns out being like melodramatic, and it's just like, okay, all right. The father-son dynamic is so... Like, the father and kids, period, dynamic. They're just trying to pull it together so hard. It's like, okay, all right, overplay it if you want to, whatever. But we'll see. Maybe it'll get better. I could be wrong. Some things get better anyway. Did you see the picture of the young couple that got married in street clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody was laughing at them, and I said, it's too many of you bitches that don't have husbands. You know, go ahead with your bad self. But yeah, it looked like it was a FUBU photo shoot.
Right.
But truthfully speaking, since the average marriage is only lasting like 5 years, ain't no point in spending too much money if you don't know.
You don't need to spend that big money, man. You can go ahead and just have you a normal wedding. With normal funds, live within your means, yeah. Like everybody would tell you to do anyway, and have yourself a good time. But, yeah, it was weird, man. It was weird that people were so mad. Yeah. Anywho. What was I about to say? I completely forgot. Thrown off by the children. This happens often.
Damn, what were we? Oh, we're talking about the couple who...
Oh, yeah, of course. The couple who actually got married. And some of y'all can't sit up and... Y'all sitting up alone at night laughing at these people.
Yeah, bro. I'm confused on a lot of the relationship. Like, to me, it's two people who I don't want to hear from. Never, ever attempted to get married, or people who have been divorced more than three times. You've been divorced... Because you don't know what you're doing.
Right. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You can please have a seat.
Yeah, but yeah. I've been seeing, the women were, the man ever. Like, bitch, you can't even get nobody to stay.
You should be glad. If that man said, I want to get married in polka, to polka music, yeah, with nothing but kilts on, like, you should be down for whatever. Yeah, talking shit.
Weird thing to watch girls make fun of other people.
But isn't it weird that, now let's say that was his thing. Let's say he wanted airbrush t-shirts and, you know, he wanted all this type of wedding that we've seen. I said, what if that's what he wanted? Would you oblige? And women were like, hell no.
Right.
Isn't that fucked up? Yeah. It's so fucked up. Because it's like guys bend over backwards to give women the wedding they dream of. And you think at a certain age, you'd be like, I just want to get married. I don't care how I get married, what happens when I get married. I just want to be married to this wonderful man. Women are like, nah, man, fuck that. I'm not getting married in an airbrush t-shirt. Like, you think you have options, woman?
It's just, to me, I don't mind you if you are a person who would be quote-unquote desirable.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people who you would fuck, but you wouldn't necessarily marry the bitch.
Right.
And it's like, it was too many of those, you know, there was a chick. Actually, we're both friends with her. She has 5 kids and she's never been married before. And I just was confused by her. Like, who's anybody who would want to be? You gotta roll with these damn punches.
If they said they was only gonna marry you in a bus station bathroom, well, that's just gonna be some awkward wedding pictures, honey.
Yeah,
that's just what you got to do.
I was confused, bro.
But that just goes to show people don't really care about marriage. There's literally women that are like, no, I don't, I wouldn't get married in that situation. That's not what I want. It's like, well, at some point you have to make compromise, and at some point you have to realize, what is it you really want? Do you want to be married, or do you want to put on a show? Which is it?
Well, they want to be, because women are in a private competition
right.
with their friends, and so all of them want to appear as if they're doing, you know, more than what they really are in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. Like I said, I've seen a lot of people who, like I said, they couldn't get married. You right. can't get married. I'm like, oh, man, I wish somebody would. Bitch, you've been wishing on a star.
Right.
Shit ain't been happening. So, shout out to them. I hope they have a long and prosperous marriage. And if they were smart enough to decide that they would like to save the money and put that to, you know, a honeymoon, or they would want to put it for whatever the fuck they wanted to do.
Right.
Shout out to y'all, man. Like, we need to get past this, what everybody's standards are, because it's most of these people don't have anything.
Right.
So, shout out to them. Sorry.
So where do you want to start today with the shenanigans? Because there's a lot of them. You can start with the cop. We could start with...
Oh, yeah, let's start with that motherfucker.
Okay.
And Birmingham, I don't have that shit in front of me.
I
have the Birmingham, Alabama. I don't know the guy's name. He's on Fox. He said that he went viral in 3 days. He has, I think, his 1.5 million as of yesterday, where he said growing up, and he's been on the force, I think, over 20 years. He said people used to greet him, used to smile, used to be happy. When they would see him arrive, they would feel a sense of safety and security. Now, all he gets is dirty looks and middle fingers, and he's tired of it. He said that he's not... Not all cops are bad.
Right.
He happens to be a black cop himself. He understands that people are scared, but he said there are far more good cops than bad cops.
Right.
Now, personally, I've had this conversation with so many people, and I always say something, and none of them can ever answer this. So when you are a quote-unquote so-called good cop, sir, I don't want to hear from you only when you're disagreeing with the public saying that y'all shit.
Right.
You got to talk out when y'all are wrong.
Right.
You never say anything when you're wrong. Then, of course, no one wants to listen to what you're saying, because essentially, I mean, it's the same thing white people do, too. It's like, oh, I agree with this one. Now I want to finally start talking. Well, bitch, tell me when, you know what I mean? It's something that makes you less comfortable.
Right.
And when something is wrong, if you're fair, then I want to hear from you. But like I said, if you only want to talk about,
well, see, this cop did this, nobody talks about this.
Right.
Guy who got fired for making fun of LeBron, because white people love sucking LeBron's dick now.
And then all of a sudden, he got $500,000 or some shit.
Yeah, he got $500,000.
Just for making fun of LeBron.
Yeah. So
it's ridiculous.
If y'all don't see, I mean, granted, they see what it is.
Right.
That's the biggest thing, is I'm no longer having discussions like that. Even if you are a person who is biracial, I'm not doing none of that with y'all. A lot of y'all like to, man, that thing ain't about race. Bitch, yes, it is. Absolutely. That's why when you do an application, even if it's on a loan for a home, they ask you what your ethnicity is. Don't tell me everything isn't about race.
Right.
When everything is literally about race.
Right, right. I agree with you 100%. To bring up the details, he's a Georgia police officer. He gone viral on TikTok for this, what they're calling a passionate speech about anti-police rhetoric. His name is Major Kevin Dingle, Kelvin Dingle. Operations. He looks like a dingle. Dingleberry head ass nigga. And the thing is, it's like, I get it. Like, you can be a cop and be tired of what's going on around you and be mad that things aren't going your way. That's fine. But to make a video about it, you know, it's like, I want attention and I'm very upset with the way things are going. I can't believe people don't like me anymore. Well, guess what? This is reality. You're black. This ain't your first time on the rodeo of not being liked. All right. So there's no reason for you to sit here and act like not being liked is brand fucking spanking new to you. It's just weird that people think, oh, well, I'm a cop. So I, you know, and he literally said in his interview, cause I watched it yesterday, which made me more upset when he was like, yeah, I know there's bad cops, but why do you have to take that out on all of us? Motherfucker, what are you talking about? What do you think we're doing out here? Do you think we're just like, oh, you know, all cops are bad and we hate all cops? No, that's not the normal. But the thing is, when you have people out here that are terrified of the police, there was a video of a young lady who, or a woman, I don't even know what ethnicity she was because I only heard it, but she's like, oh, you're a murderer. She was just terrified. And they were like, man, I'm a teacher and you're a murderer. Like, it's just like, and I was like, damn, but she's not that way because she just wanted to get out of a ticket or she felt like this guy was, you know, plotting on killing her. The only reason she said that is because cops have been killing people.
Yeah.
It is a triggered.
Yeah,
there is a fucking cause and effect to this. He's saying it as if people just don't like police out of nowhere. Like, I don't know where this shit's coming from. I know where it's coming from. It's coming from every week I look at the TV, there's another black person being killed.
Yeah.
So when you
there's more white people getting killed than black people.
Well, then join us. The fuck are you on the sidelines for? Why would you not want to stop police killings of people who don't need to be killed? Because I'm pretty sure me and Cordell are on the same page when we say, kill the motherfuckers that need to be shot. What's wrong with that at all?
Yeah.
You can kill them if you like. We have no problem with the armed man pointing a gun at you. You shoot his ass. Won't nobody blink. I'm not giving a fucking second thought to it. Y'all shooting people in the back.
These stories of when I know a guy who he tried to let a guy live, and now you know his wife's a widow. Okay, so I know Freddie Gray. You want me to keep going? I got Mike Brown.
right.
Let's do the other side, and that's been my whole point. Is you have to be consistent. If you're that guy, if you're I'm pro cop. I'm pro. Okay, cool. But when they do something wrong, you gotta be like, look, I'm pro cop, this is some bullshit.
Right.
If you do that, I have nothing to say. But if you're only highlighting articles of these big bad black people, y'all never always talk about the unarmed ones.
Right.
Okay, great. I heard about this guy who was basically Chuck Norris, who you're talking about. Let's now focus on this one I'm talking about right here, though. Hell, y'all do that? Shut up.
Yeah, there's always some unequivalent comparison they try to make. And it's a sad attempt, almost desperate, to try and prove that black people don't get mistreated. Black people didn't come up with this. This is statistics. This is the truth. I know as much as y'all hate to hear it, as much as y'all think it's just hogwash to keep black people and white people fighting. I'm not fighting white people. I don't have a problem with white people. That's not where my problem resides. My problem resides with bigots, racists, people who won't see a problem that obviously exists, people who refuse to address anything, even though their, you know, opinion in the situation is carries much more gravity than someone else's, because you are white. And I'm not saying that, like, oh, white people's opinions matter more, but they do when it fucking comes to rioting and shit like that, because apparently you can motherfucking white people riot and get shit done. They can get
Tea Party.
Right. They bring the guns. They bring the shit down and they like, yo, we are rioting all this shit and we are going to get what we want. Okay. It's white privilege not to get shot on sight when you try to take a, like, what was the four or the I would say like 10 guys a while ago took over a government building. And they were just
about the armed people that was in Oregon. Who was it was more than 10, but yeah, that in itself.
That,
was,
yeah.
Right. I mean, hell, Kyle Rittenhouse was like, hey, arrest me. 10 cop cars driving past the brother. This motherfucker had to jump on a cop car.
They said he had to go over to somebody and actually talk to them. This dude had a gun, a rifle. Not a handgun he was holding to his side. No, he had a rifle. And was like, they were like, nah, man, it couldn't be that guy.
He ain't do that shit.
And black people are looking and you're expecting us to just be like, nah, man, the law is you can open carry a gun. Like, what are you talking about? We have people that are dying that didn't do shit wrong.
Yeah.
Didn't have no gun.
That's the absence of them saying so.
Yeah.
They are quick to point out, well, George Floyd, you know, he killed a guy. Yeah, but when y'all got him for that damn check.
Right.
So this is, again, apples to apples type of shit. I don't understand. At this point, like I said, when you said I'm not fighting with them, I'm fighting with people who refuse to acknowledge the bullshit.
Right.
So mostly, that's not just white people. That's mostly conservative thinking people, and that goes for Hispanics, Asians, all of y'all. Even some of you confused Negroes who always have your hello nigga moments, and I don't be wanting to hear from y'all.
Right.
They were calling me all kinds of niggers. What you think? You thought that was your friend over there? Like, listen, if you are a person who can't separate right from wrong, will always be opposed to each other.
Yeah.
And that goes for you fake Christians. That goes for all, I mean, there's bad Muslims. I know a lot of y'all eat pizza, which is crazy, and ass. Y'all can't be eating ass and pizza talking about you Muslims. But I don't understand people. I want y'all to stop, and I want y'all to, in order for us to get this in the right direction, everybody got to be able to at least remove the color. What is right? What is wrong?
Right.
Period.
Right.
That's it.
It's just crazy. Like, remember that other cop that had a breakdown? There's been a few. There was one that did a sign off and he was like, we just got to do better out here. And then there was a lady that was going through a McDonald's and she had a breakdown about, I don't know if I should eat my food because I don't know if somebody's going to spit in it or not. It's just like, y'all are police.
I've had spit in my food.
An angel spit in my food. Yeah, it's just like, y'all are so hell-bent on making it about you. Your job is to protect people. Your job is to serve people. I didn't choose your job. You, he said something about, I remember when people used to salute me. Well, cops used to be salutable, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a thing. I've never been comfortable with the police. Mm-hmm. At a very young age, I seen the police fuck somebody up. And I felt like it was off of nothing. Now, did I know the whole story? No, I was a kid. But there's been continuous actions over and over again that have showed me there is not a fair shake for black people. So if you're asking a black person, we've been confused about where the justice is out here. We don't know where the line is. So don't act like, oh, this just happened over the last 2 years. We don't know what went wrong. No, it's been going downhill. Yeah.
This is brand new. This is a media-driven thing. Well, it's ironic that you can go to any documentary.
Right.
And it goes back to the 60s.
Fucking Radio Raheem.
Yeah. Like, it's never been right.
That's not even a real thing that happened, and people will reference that. that is from a movie, and we'll be like, yeah, he killed him like Radio Raheem. That is a character in a damn movie, and we all know that it's been a problem. So much so that media has taken it and made money off of it.
Yeah.
How do people think that makes us feel? Like, it's amazing that so much stuff can be shoved in people's face and they're like, nah, man, take it easy. It's fine. Nobody hates you guys. That is literally the equivalent of people just dishing you in line and the person who keeps getting in front of you like, nah, man, it's cool. We're supposed to. Don't worry about it.
Like, listen, you're
going to
get your stuff after I get mine. Okay?
Right.
What? I've been in this damn line this whole damn time. Listen, and you can wait longer.
Right. Really but like, you'll be all right. Don't worry.
The funniest shit to me, I always tell people when they talk about how slavery isn't, or not slavery, but racism isn't real.
Right.
Every single group who has gotten something has literally copied our handbook and playbook for their own civil rights.
Right.
Asians, gay people, everybody. They went from our template. Mm-hmm. So you can't say that it's not happening.
Right.
When people are literally, okay, I did what? Okay, and then right there, okay, so let me put my name on it. Motherfuckers is getting A's. What the fuck is going on?
Right. Hey, it worked. Thanks, black guys. Thanks for the tips.
Thanks, Darkest.
So you did the thing that we did, and you got something out of it. Oh, okay. Which is pretty sure why I'm thinking Serena Williams was like, I'm gonna be Asian. I'm gonna be a light skinned Asian woman. Is that what was that? Do you think what was that? Do you
the
think?
The craziest thing. I feel so bad for my man Richard Williams. Richard Williams is one of the best dads that nobody talks about.
Right.
Just because he literally got
bullied. Are we done with the cop? Because yeah, okay. All right. Fuck that
I've
guy.
I've been saying a lot of, and then honestly, like, because you brought it up, I haven't got this off my chest, but I'm going to hit this shit off. We noticed that you see him having this baby with this white motherfucker. She ain't won a tournament since. All I'm saying, we diluted the product. And then I didn't see them damn migraine commercials, and I was confused when I saw the bitch. I'm like, no, look, this girl is dark.
Right.
I don't know who the fuck is doing this makeup. Why she let them do the makeup to authorize this shit, but I need to speak a manager. This motherfucker went from Serena Williams to Cerrito. You really look like one of them characters off of, what is that, A Land Before Time?
Yeah.
She
looked like Ducky. She looked horrible. It was actually scary. It was terrifying. And when the picture was put up and like somebody had put it up and they were like, oh my gosh, look at what Serena Williams has done to herself. And it's just this continuous thing where black women are looking much more like, remember when everybody was like, look at Megan Good. And she was much more light skinned. And we're seeing this more and more often. I'm wondering, is it self-hate acceptance? What is the notion behind doing that shit? Because it's not cool.
Truthfully speaking, you have to really, really love yourself.
Right.
What I mean by that is, because if we keep it all the way real, black isn't really a thing. You're either African American, you're a foundational Black American. You're not. There's no such thing as a Black. That's a white person thing. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I think a lot of people get onto this. What is the benefit of me being Black? Oh, I get my ass beat. I get turned down at banks. Serena, I'm sure, is aware that Serena wouldn't have her husband if she was just same Serena from Compton who worked at, you know, FedEx or something.
Oh, no, no way.
And I think that, you know, she now is embracing being a mother. And she knows the end is near. She's close to 40. And I think she's trying to become more marketable, because if you think about it, up until the last, let's say, 4 years, you didn't see Williams sisters in commercials. They weren't in movies.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that she is rebranding to make herself, for whatever reason, darker complected people are, if they're born from here, because if you're really dark, but you're from, like, you know, Great Britain, you can be in, like, Snowfall or some shit.
Right, right.
The Wire. But I think that there's a lot of what's the benefit of it. But that's why there's some people, like, you got, like I said, you got to really love yourself. Because even when I argue and tell people, when they beat their chest about how Black they are, but they have these white counterparts, the one that I don't hit them with, because it's the truth, and it probably in most of my relationships, you don't see a benefit.
Right, right.
So you're not going to claim some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what it is.
I think it is fear of just looking in the mirror, man. I think what she wanted to see and what she's seen, and I don't know if it's a insecurity thing or it's a fitting in thing, but I feel like it's a fitting in thing, because that picture serves no purpose, right? There's nothing, right. It wasn't going to be like, oh, this is a new movie I'm doing, or this is a flip thing that, you know, hey, what do I look like if I'm white? Like, there was no challenge going on for anything like that. So it has to be.
What the fuck?
Right. Yeah. Cause I think Serena's perfect. Like, she's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with her. She's not an ugly girl. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, she's not beauty magazine of the week, but she's not a girl where you're like, oh, no, there's no way I'm fucking with her. Like, she's fine. I don't get why she would be like, I need to be light skinned too, though. It's the weirdest thing. It is a really weird thing. I don't know what it is, but I don't like the trend. I don't like seeing dark skinned women or even fair complected women trying to lighten themselves up all the time. It's weird. It's enough of that in Hollywood. You don't need to do that on your social medias. I think it sends the wrong message too.
I do too, because it's laughable when you see certain companies who, you know, have like racist heads talking about like Black is beautiful, because it's the cool, cute thing.
Right.
But it's like when you do promote that, like, I don't know if you've been paying attention. Like, I watch TV completely different. Like, there's a commercial. It's a Kroger commercial.
And right.
It's a lesbian couple. The Black girl has dreads, because, you know, if you pay attention, start watching those videos. Most of the women are Black. They'll have their really, really curly hair or braids, because they think that's the only styles we can get.
Right.
And then the dude will have like a goatee or a beard. Like, there isn't any plain faced people, but whatever. Anyway, the white lady is in the shower and they jump out and they're like, oh, we're going to do a pickup. And it's just like they made it super, super trendy to do things.
Right.
And it's just like they're marketing for no reason.
It's insane to me. I just think it's an insane thing. I don't like it at all. You know what else I don't like?
What?
The Paul. Jake Paul.
It's nothing.
We're going on to, just to let y'all know, Mayweather got his hat took in. Mayweather, I know you was doing the promotional thing, and everybody was like, nah, man, it was planned. He didn't plan on having his hat took in. I'm sorry. That man did not plan on having his hat tucked in with his hair like that. There's no way that man would have let somebody yank his hat off his head. And that nigga's hair, the leader of the money team, looking like all my life I had to fight.
Yeah. man. You look like a Brillo pad.
No way. There's no way.
My thing that I've had an issue with is, even when you look at the comments, like, people are like, yeah, but it can happen. And it's like, the only way I see Floyd losing a fight is if somebody paid him to take a dive.
Oh, definitely.
And he's so much of an egomaniac, I can't even see that happen.
No, I couldn't see him doing it. Like, the last dude, yeah, I could see him doing it. He was literally smiling after he took the dive. But I couldn't see Mayweather doing it. And Mayweather, do you think he could fight them both in one night?
Yes.
I think he could, too.
Like, the thing is like, I was saying to people, like, McGregor hung in there. Y'all do know that Floyd bet on himself to knock him out in the ninth round, and it happened.
Right.
Like, Floyd is about the show, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's like, for you people who think that it was really, like, Connor could have, if Connor, he let Connor hit him three times in the face, flush, to let him know, dog.
You ain't fucking
this,
with me.
This is not what you think it is.
Right, right.
It's like, that should have let y'all know, something is off about this. And the more you watch that fight, Floyd doesn't actually engage with him until the round he's back on himself.
Right.
And he got his ass out of there. So it's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know that it's a racial component because y'all stupid. Y'all love seeing white boys be black dudes, and it's cool.
Right.
But it's not going to happen. I salute and respect Jake Paul and Logan Paul for really making money for doing stuff that, I mean, who wouldn't get in the ring if you can make $1 million to fight somebody who isn't, you know, a real fighter?
Right, right.
So then you parlay that into Floyd Mayweather. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, this is going to be a thing. I can see them fighting Connor. I can see them Canelo Alvarez. People starting to hear what they're making off of even the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, shit, them boys is going to be fighting for the rest of their life. Now, I need to reiterate this play again. Jake Paul is going to beat up as many non-fighters, whoever comes at him that's not a real fighter.
Right. Just
because he has some amazing trainers. He's been doing this for like 4 or 5 years now. But the real fighters, he's not going to fight.
No.
This is still an exhibition. Like, he's not trying to, he's not going to fight Errol Spence. He's not going to fight Canelo Alvarez. He's not going to fight these dudes who really do this shit.
Right.
So, I don't know. But it's been entertaining just to watch y'all's racism come out subtly.
Right, right. It is interesting just to see it. Just to see it peak a little bit at this. Now, you know, it only take one punch.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Now, 50 trained professionals. Now, we're completely going to remove his amateur fights, by the way.
Right.
50 trained professionals couldn't do what y'all think this dude who has been boxing for 5 years. Okay. Okay.
We gonna see.
What does Mother's Day mean to you as a male? Like, what is your fond memory of it? Do you feel like it's overrated? Do women get away with murder? How do you feel about Mother's
Day? I mean, for my mom, no. I just think it's a wonderful way to say thank you. Mm-hmm. It's not like Valentine's Day. It's not like, oh, well, I picked this day out to show you I love you. Mother's Day is like, man, thank you. Mother's Day is just a big thank you. Like, it's not even like, oh, I'm going to show you love today. This is like, thank you for, you know, taking care of me. Thank you for, which, I mean, you can try and thank your mom every day, but there's no amount of thank you that you can put on the table that's like, hey, here you go. This is the thank you amount. You're taken care of now. It's a day where you try to do your best for her. And if it's, and that just depends on what that is. I don't think you should spend a shit ton of money on Mother's Day. I don't think moms, actual moms, like your baby mom is going to care about that. Your wife is going to care about that. But your actual mom, she just wants to see you, man. Unless there's a very particular thing that she wants. Other than that, I just don't see it being like, I like, buy your mom lunch, take her out to lunch, and just tell her thank you. But other than that, I don't see it as a I don't see it as like a burden or anything. Some people see it as like, oh, here we go with this. Got to do the Mother's Day thing. Got to get flowers. Got to go spend for this. Got to go spend for that. It's not like that for me. How about you?
It's a beautiful thing for my, my mom.
Right.
I don't have a real reason to care about it for older people, if that makes sense. Like, I personally care about my mother, but I don't like that all moms feel like everybody should kiss their ass.
Right.
And it's like, there's some people, it's like women who I've messed with. Like, girl, yes, I did suck your titty, but you never paid no bills for me.
Cordell said, the hell with the thanks to all the moms out there. Like, no, y'all will get you.
I thank the women who have done what was necessary to not become mothers with me.
Right.
If that makes sense. But I've lost friendships and relationships over, not telling them Happy Mother's Day.
Really? Yeah.
It's been ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. That is a little ridiculous. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me Happy Mother's Day. I don't think you're a good mom. How about that?
If your mom has your kid all the time, like, okay, well, put your mom on the phone. I'll tell her Happy Mother's Day. I sent you in Miami
right.
this weekend, which are all the rest of the bitches.
What are y'all all doing in Miami? That's what we're trying to figure out.
But let's get down to something that is a little bit uncomfortable.
Okay.
I am a person who I love and respect people who are on Instagram and get their money that way.
Right.
And I, like All Deaf Digital, that's where I saw one of the individuals, and then I came to their podcast. And I'm talking about Billy Sorrell and DeLau.
Oh, okay. I did not know where you were going for a second. I was like, whoa, where are we getting down to? But now that you go there, okay. Yeah, we can get down to this.
Story short, they had a podcast together. They had seen
Did like You Miss chemistry. Me podcast. Just because it's gone now.
It's gone and stuff has happened. And, Billy Sorrell went through a lot of things. He lost, a relative, lost a parent. And I guess him and his wife started swinging.
Right.
The whole scenes of swinging with Eli and they ended up having sex.
Right.
And,
allegedly.
Allegedly. And then they fell out about over money. And then long story short, I guess, I don't even know how to say this shit because it's just weird.
Yeah.
Billy Sorrell has basically said, look, Eli over here telling everybody we fell out because he slept with my wife, but what he didn't tell y'all was he also had to suck my dick in order to sleep with my wife, which was insane to me.
Right.
He said it live. He said it with confidence. He said it with conviction. He said he was comfortable with his sexuality, but he was going to put it out there. When I heard it, my mouth hit the floor. How did you feel when you heard that? How did you deal with your friend, if that makes sense?
How do I deal with what?
Swinging with your friend.
No, okay, so he was totally out of line. You don't say no shit like that. Mm-hmm. Unless that shit really happened. Now, I don't think it happened. Mm-hmm. Personally, myself, I don't think shit went down like that. Now, granted, everybody has said, he has bipolar issues, he does drugs, he has all this shit going on. But I don't care. You don't say no shit like that unless you are 100% for real. Because now this dude is wasting his time in his career where he could be putting on a show or trying to get some money explaining to people that he ain't suck no dick. You know what I mean? Like, that is, aside from it just being annoying as hell, people run with that shit, especially in his line of work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to sit there and just tell, hey, you could go do a show and be killing it and then somebody just ruin your whole show. Like, you going to go suck some dick after this? Like, it's fucked up, especially coming from somebody who's supposed to be your friend. Now, I've listened to both sides and I haven't listened to the most recent thing, and I'm kind of pulling back from listening to them because I feel like they're trying to just, you know, it's starting to become the thing that they wanted it to be. Like this is kind of like, oh, this is getting this exposure. We wild out here now. I don't know if that's what it was meant for. I think something really did happen with D-Lay and Billy's girl, but I don't think it was like, oh, well, I want to fuck your girl. I think it was more like she started coming to him, which probably she probably was going to end up fucking him. I don't know, but situations like that usually end up being that because of the stress level or whatever. But I'm sure with them saying everybody, not just one person, a lot of people saying Billy has drug addiction problems, I'm pretty sure his wife is tired of that shit. And she talks to people about it that know about it. D-Lay has said, D-Lay, whatever, I can't never remember that boy's name. But he said time and time again, I don't do drugs. Mm-hmm. That's Bill. Bill and the other guy who was coming on the podcast was doing drugs all the time.
Yeah.
So that's their thing. That's what they do. They get down like that. It's funny to them. It's fun for them. I don't do drugs. So, but I'm still a friend of the family. And I go to, he said he goes, he'll go to bat for them. So when his girl was like, you know, he's stressing me the fuck out and da da da, whatever, whatever, he said, well, just come down here. I'll fly you out, bring the kids, which is something also, you don't do no shit like that.
Yeah.
You send money, you put her up in a hotel in her state if you feel that way. Don't fly nobody's wife out, nigga. You crazy?
Yeah.
That shit foul. But on the other hand, if it's as bad as people say it is, I could understand why he would want to do that, but I still don't think you do that to nobody else's woman. But to sit there and turn around, and I just think he's trying to antagonize. I think Billy is trying to antagonize D-Lay by saying, hey, nigga, I want to fight you. One good way to get to fight a nigga is telling him, telling the world that he sucked your dick.
That's a wonderful way to fight. I've personally retired at 33 from fighting.
Right.
That would get me out of retirement. Like, oh, okay. You know what?
Just call me Mayweather. I'm back.
Yeah. Like, listen to me. Like, since this guy here, let's just go ahead and fight.
Right.
My thing is I agree with you. I feel like they both were foul.
Yeah.
I think even if they were swingers, first of all, you don't fuck nobody that close to you. I've told y'all my horrible experience with a threesome, even though it was amazing when it happened. It was just the repercussions of it wasn't worth it.
Right.
I think that even if it was true, personally, after talking to a lot of my friends, one of the worst things you can do is somebody else hasn't come out of the closet. Or they haven't, I hear like that's like murder, so to speak. Like, people get killed over shit like that.
Right.
I can't imagine, you know, what that feels like, of course, they're not gay, but it's just like, I hear that's a no. You don't take somebody's truth from them, if that makes sense.
Right, right.
So that was foul. But like you said, there's a way about fucking people's bitch. And it's, if you going to do it, I'm one of those people, let's just die on the hill forever. Like, I'll never talk about it.
Right.
It's not going to be brought up. Even if I'm mad at you, I'm not going to do that because I might have to hit that. You know, you're about to ruin my chances. Like, you know, but it's like, I think people are so hell bent on being seen and heard, is just like we lose sight of so much shit.
Yeah.
There's no point in me, even if rumors was coming out that I fucked this man's wife, I'm never going to admit to that.
Right, right.
And even if he was, I don't know, if D-Lay really fucked his, or sucked his dick, even if he was mad, I don't feel like he should have, that wasn't his truth to tell.
So to speak.
But if truthfully, at the end of the day, if he was mad, if he knew that was the, like, they might, I'm assuming they worked together for a long time. So I'm sure they had conversations. Like, everybody knows certain shit they're not supposed to say.
Right, right.
So maybe he knew, yo, this is going to get him to fight me.
I think so too. I think that's the long and short of it. Is he really wants to fight that guy because he was like, hey, I'm going to fly you out or whatever, whatever. And I know you don't do no shit like that. But I think also that Billy is one of those people that take shit too far. And he'd rather have it. Now, if he really did want to fight this dude and he got his ass knocked out over some bullshit, you'd be looking stupid. And now everybody's like, oh, you get your dick sucked.
Yeah.
And that's not going away. So, I mean, I just don't see where you win in this at all. I don't get why you would tell some shit like that. It's just, I don't know, man. Some shit you just don't do, and this is some of that shit you don't do. I don't care if they really did do the whole situation. Like, if that's their truth, then fine. I don't care. My problem is keep your mouth shut and don't be talking about no dumb shit. No, man, you tried to fuck my girl. Yes, your girl is fine. She is. Know the time, and you're a fucking idiot. Y'all always, everybody. This isn't just, you know, word on the streets. Everybody. Yeah, him and his girl always arguing, always having it out. Another thing, I don't know, this is completely off, well, it's not completely off subject because it does involve Billy, but do you think Billy Sorrells is funny?
No.
I don't either. I've not really laughed at anything he's done on that morning show.
I saw him get funny on a Roast Me.
Yeah.
But it was literally, he had like went Super Saiyan, but that was the first time he ever was funny. Like, but it was like none of his, you know, his add-ons or anything. I don't think he was funny.
Yeah, I was just looking. I was like, well, what is it about him that got him on this show? Like, what? Why did they choose him? There's so many other people I think could have rocked with it. It was just like, why him? He's not funny. Handcrack is funnier than him.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, it's weird. Like I said, I saw him, he went Super Saiyan one time, but he's just not funny enough to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, to me, like, I also, you know, you can't tell nobody no shit like that, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it's a super, like, this is a super add-on to his character, because he becomes more than one-dimensional guy that tells, you know, mediocre jokes at best. And I think for him to be like, oh, there's this side story going on with my wife and my friend. And that, like, now he's interesting. Yeah. I just feel like that's a part of the whole show. It's just, it's weird. Cause now when you watch The Morning Hustle, everybody does these whole, like, it's easy for everybody to have a little side joke. Like, oh yeah, Billy, watch out. Watch out for Billy. You know, dude, he's a crazy guy. He does this. He has swinger sex, and he got his dick sucked. Like, that's the whole narrative on the show now. Like, they always drive that little joke home, and he just is the butt of the joke now. And I feel like he now has relevance in the show.
Yeah.
Which I'm not. Yeah. I just, the show to me, it just feels like it's falling short. I mean, Headcrack does his thing. The other lady, I can't remember her name, but she does her thing, but it's opposed to the other stuff. It's like, gosh, this is really boring. He's not funny. So I don't know. I think this is an add-on.
Yeah, I'm anti this. I think that one should have kept. And truthfully speaking, if the fight... I don't know how. It's not hard to bump into people just because it seems like a lot of places are outside.
You know where that man
is. If you really felt like that. Now, I don't believe in going to nobody's house because, I mean, you come to my house, you're getting your head blown off.
Yeah.
But I just think that he could have went about it differently.
Yeah, there's better ways for him to run you the fair one, man. If you want that, you know. If you want that fade, you can get that fade. Don't act like you don't know where that man be. Y'all were friends before. Y'all did a whole podcast together, bro. Come on now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's better ways about it.
Yeah.
And truthfully speaking, too, married people quit inviting people in your bedroom. Fix y'all's marital shit, man.
Yeah, y'all should have did that when y'all were single, man.
Yeah, the ripple effect on your kids, your friends, your family. So that's my friend. Even if I'm never going to ask you about it, I'm going to always feel like you suck.
Right, right.
No, I'm right, man, let me just say, no, nigga, no.
I'm right, no, no.
And then here, I'm a passer, you, that's yours. I'm gonna be passing shit up in this morning.
Let me get a bite of that burger. I'll rip a piece off for you.
You making cookies? Hey, did you lick that batter now? I'm going the fuck home, bro. Going the fuck home, man.
Nah, we good here. Yeah, it's just weird. I think it's childish. Men be men, man. That's all I can say. Be a man. Be a fucking man.
Yeah. Yeah. At all.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you about your thoughts about something.
All right.
You know who Ebony K. Williams is?
Yes.
Did you hear about her breaking up with her boyfriend or her fiance?
No, I didn't. Why did this happen?
Since she broke up with her fiance, because he chose to quarantine with his children and not her. I've seen people who was looking past this, and people were saying, well, if the baby mom was there, they can understand. But I just realistically was like, we can't ask me to pick you over my children, so to speak. As a father, the person with kids on there, if you hear some shit like that, what's your opinion there?
I can't imagine why you would be so mad that he would choose to quarantine with his children. That's how this goes. Like,
egomaniacs.
Yeah. Why would you be so against it? It's weird when people do things like this, and not to be coming down on women, but it's just, it's a lot of women that do this. It's weird. It's like, why are you so controlling on that end? But then when a guy says, I want you to dress appropriately when you go out, you go, oh, you're insecure. Da, da, da. Women do this all the time. It's weird, man. It's really weird.
Yeah. Like, my thing is she never alluded to the baby's mom was there. She just simply said that he picked his kids over her.
Right.
But my thing about her is you're educated. She's nice looking. She got some money. Why would you be dating somebody with three children anyway? Because this is always something that can happen, even if it wasn't Corona.
Right.
Like, something can happen where I personally, if I'm with a chick, she has kids and she's picking me over her kids, bitch, I can't be with you.
Right.
Where's your kid? So, I don't know, man. Yeah. I thought it was funny how people were actually babying this grown-ass woman. And then top it off, you know how strong she come on stuff, and she always talk about the sister girl shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
It was a white man, bro.
Strikes again. The interracial dating strikes again. It's starting to become a issue with a lot of people, though. I know you are always saying it's hard pressed for me to listen to you properly when you have somebody by your side that's not of the culture, and I see a lot more people saying that now.
It's a mixed message.
Yeah,
and people get mad when I talk about it. If you take your emotions out of disagreeing with me and you look at the standpoint of, it's no different from when Truth Tobacco used to do all those commercials. Remember they used to come on like every damn channel? Truth Tobacco.
Yeah.
They know.
They gave up, man.
They gave up because too many of them started getting filmed for smoking cigarettes.
Stressful ass commercial. Got me out here trying to stop people from smoking, man. Shit. Need this shit.
Hey, somebody got some new Pope.
I'll be in my trailer.
So, it's like if you can't understand I think you can truly love your people and have an affinity for them, but if you don't choose to create with something that is like you, then, like I said, it's just, I look at you fine, man. But I'm glad other people are starting to say it, because it was acting like, I mean, for a while, it was like, damn, only me and Tariq Nasheed say this, and Umar Johnson, and them ain't two brothers you always want to be associated with.
Right.
So it's like, well, damn. I'm out here on an island, I guess.
Right, right.
If you're done with that, I actually had just one question.
Yeah, one question, and I got to get up out of here because my people are crazy, so
that's cool.
Let's go with it. Excuse me. I burped like a savage there. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. I have a crush on my brother's ex-wife. My brother departed from us at the start of COVID. And I have been trying to help his wife cope, but I'm starting to develop feelings for her.
Right,
I vow to shoot my shot.
No, it's not going to be foul for you to shoot your shot. It's going to be foul of her to accept it. So you good. You good, my dude. Like, if you want to just go ahead and try to get your brother's girl, I think you, because he's gone. Now, if she accepts your offer, you should call her a scallywag. Like, how dare you dishonor my brother like that by dating his brother? So it's a lose-lose situation. You know.
I mean, at least she won't have to change her last name.
Yeah, but, that's true. Any kids will come out looking pretty much the same?
Y'all can only pull that off and I'm going to get you, sucker. That shit's never cool.
Right.
I personally don't look at none of my friends or, of course, not my sisters. But, I mean, if I did have a brother, man, like, it's too much pussy out here, bro.
Yeah, yeah, move along.
She gained that fight.
Move around. Yeah. Move around.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, that's it, man. We appreciate everybody for coming out listening to us. We do this every week, and we try to do another episode, but we get behind sometimes, so don't judge us. But we're definitely going to start doing everything we can and make sure that you guys can enjoy these episodes. I don't even know what episode. I need to start writing down all the episodes and everything, man. This is getting ridiculous. It's out of hand. It's so natural to me now, I can't even remember. But if you go over to the Lab Cabin page on Facebook and like, share, and subscribe. Three times. That's right. And then we can get you on board to listening to this every week. We appreciate it. We do it for a reason. Everybody, please have a good weekend. Be safe. Stay out of trouble. Rest in peace to everybody that we didn't get to tell. Rest in peace. And we'll talk with y'all later. We out.